Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, I was thinking about today's message and how to approach the Scripture. The Holy Spirit talked with me. You know, I say that when I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I get a thought that's unbidden that comes up, and I really do think that's the Holy Spirit triggering something in me. You know, and the thing is, it's not an everyday subject. It was a phrase in Latin, of all things. Dum vivimus viamus. Anybody in here remember that was Roman Catholic? Remember Latin from school days? Anybody remember, know what it means? Huh? Well, that's true. The peace of the Lord be unto you, too. But dum vivimus, or dum vivimus, why we live, viviamus, let us live. I like that. While we live, let us live. Huh. You know, that struck me as being important, especially as we're talking about healing today. Well, how many of you ever had cancer in the past? Quite a few, I know. Have you overcome it with the help of God? And the doctor's carrying out his will. Yes. If this is part of your life journey, let us live while we live is something I think that speaks to you. While we are blessed with life, let's use it. Let us live while we live. Now, today, we're going to experience the laying on of hands in order for the Holy Spirit to use us as a conduit for his power. All right, I thought, all right, let's talk about this for just a second. And this I got out of the Oxford Encyclopedia. In the New Testament, the laying on of hands was associated with the receiving of the Holy Spirit. Initially, the apostles laid hands on new believers as well as former believers. And it says, CX 6:5-6. The New Testament also associates the laying on of hands with the conferral of authority or designation of a person to a position of responsibility. Okay. In Greek, this is kairotonisantes, which may be translated into English as you extend your hand. Okay? When we extend a hand, what is that? Welcome or an invitation. Okay? Come. Come to me. So the use of the laying on of hands for the ordination of church officers has continued in many branches of Christianity. One of the things that happened during my ordination is the pastors there come and put their hands on you. Okay? You got a bunch of pastors, they all come up at the same time. You got a bishop there, he does it. Okay, this is important. The term for this is called apostolic succession. All right, what does that mean? Well, it's because the apostles laid hands on the people they sent out, who then laid hands on the other people. So it's the apostles that started, and it's the succession of people who did that. Now, Roman Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, Lutheran, Episcopal are the four churches that use that. So it's by the power and the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when I do that in the opening remarks, isn't that what I say? Okay, I'm a called and ordained servant of the word, but by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when I say, I forgive you all your sins, am I doing it? No. Who's doing it? God through the Holy Spirit. Okay? So it's the Holy Spirit who comes to us, who does this for us. You know, but here's the thing I got to thinking of. That's the same thing we're going to experience today in the rite of healing. The Holy Spirit's going to come to us, we hope, and help elicit a response. As the hands touch the body, the hands create a connection for the Holy Spirit to work. It's like an electrical circuit. It closes the circuit when that happens because we're in connection. But the thing is, at our baptism, doesn't the Holy Spirit enter us? Isn't the Holy Spirit already in us? Well, of course it is. But Romans 8, verse 11 says this, if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, okay, there it is, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit that dwells in you. So the life comes back to us from the authority of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit through us. I mean, it's not just something I throw out there because I think that, it's because it's in Scripture. You with me? Does that make sense? Okay, so the Spirit works both in us and in the person who lays on the hands. And so you have the Holy Spirit working together and talking with each other. Okay? That's one of the things I think is hard for us sometimes to understand. Yeah, we have it in us. But it strengthens that Holy Spirit. Because I think that intent of healing, that akin of love, is communicated too. All right, Acts 4, verse 30, I think explains a little bit more about how this works. While you stretch out your hand to heal, remember what I told you that meant? To stretch out one's hand, you stretch out your hand to heal. And signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant, Jesus Christ. Think about that for a second. Your servant is Jesus. What does that mean? Are we special in God's sight? Yes. All of us are. But the thing is, Scripture teaches that. And Scripture doesn't say it's God's servant or He's above us or anything else. He's your servant. He's your buddy. Remember that thing, footprints? You're by yourself, but there's two sets of footprints in the sand? Because Jesus is always with you. It's by Him that this stuff happens through us. Okay, but how does Jesus come to us? It's through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, here we are in the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Creation, redemption, sanctification. God created the world, right? Is the world in a constant state of creation? Yeah, could be, but probably not, because what is. Jesus redeemed. Okay, remember what redeemed means. He paid the ransom. Okay? Is that an ongoing thing? Well, but it happened once in history. I mean, do we put Jesus on the cross every day? No. He paid for that. It's done. So that leaves the Holy Spirit. Now, we call the Holy Spirit the sanctifier. What does sanctus mean in Latin? Holy. All right, so the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to make us holy. In Greek, which is what this concept first came out, it's hia, pneuma, the Holy Spirit. Hia is holy. Now, pneuma, pneumatic drills. How many of you guys work on things? Pneumatic drill? What does a pneumatic drill work with? Air. So, hia, pneuma means holy air. It's the breath of God that comes to us. That's what the Holy Spirit means, is the holy breath of God that is transferred to us. Never heard of that before, have you? Okay? But that's what it means. That's how this works. All right, so if it's being transferred to us, we need that conduit for it to move through. Make sense? Okay, one of our hymns today, that very first one, reach out your hand, well, I guess it's the next one. Reach out your hand, O Lord, and firmly hold me. I am afflicted, helpless, worn, and weak. Reach out your hand and let your love enfold me. Grant me, in grace, the confidence I seek. Reach out your hand and help me to believe. Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief out of Scripture. Okay? My feeble faith with hope increase. Reach out your hand, my earnest prayer receive. Have mercy, Lord, and grant me peace. Boy, let's see. We're dealing with grace, faith, love, peace, and the Word of God. Boy, it sounds like a pretty basic Christian concept, doesn't it? But it really means a difference when it's coming to us, doesn't it? So why does healing include all of those Christian concepts? All right, let's look at another hymn. It's the one we just sang. O Christ the Healer, we have come to pray for health, to pray for friends. It's not just us we pray for, correct? It's for the people who are important for us, the people we ask that boon from God for. So when we pray for friends, would you please help so-and-so? Probably we pray for our friends more than we pray for ourselves, right? There's a reason for that. I'm not worthy. Yeah, you are worthy. But the thing is, society and people have told us that all our lives. How can we fail to be restored when reached by that love that never ends? From every ailment, flesh endures, our bodies clamor to be freed. Yet in our hearts we would confess that wholeness is our deepest need. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. We sing that every Sunday. We're going to sing it today. Psalm 51. Create in me a clean heart and renew that right spirit. Why is it renew and not create the spirit? We already have it. But we lose our state of grace because we're sinners. So we pray that it will be renewed in us daily. And that's okay, because God said you asked for it, you got it. And it's one of those things. I think that divine mystery is one of the most important things in our lives. So when we ask for ourselves, when we ask for help, whether it's for ourselves or others, we're asking to be surrounded by that love of God that is shared to us through Jesus and brought to us by the Holy Spirit. The Trinity is there all the time. They work together for us. Okay, remember it just said, your servant, Jesus Christ, your God is God, your Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit. They're all our servants. Are you important or not? Sure you are. How many of you thought you're important like that? Not a single one of you, I'll bet. So, we're asking to be made whole again. As that hymn just said, that's our deepest need, isn't it? But we know it will come to us either today or in the future if it is the will of God. In closing today, I'd like to share what the Apostle Matthew has to say about this process of healing. It's not in our readings for today, but I thought it was important. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. And Jesus called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. Here's Jesus' instruction. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You receive without paying, give without pay. You can't earn this. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit, and you share that gift of the Holy Spirit with others. Isn't that what we're going to do today? For this people's hearts had grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and with their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn. But yet I would heal them. You are a sinner. Okay? You close your mind. You close your eyes. You don't listen. But Jesus said, you're still important to me, and I'm going to heal you. So it isn't up to us to create this healing process, because our eyes are closed and we do not hear. But if God creates this clean heart in us and it renews that right spirit in us, He will heal us. Dum vivimus viamus. While we live, let us live in the love and peace and hope of Jesus Christ. May today's love of God, brought to us by the Holy Spirit, keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.